Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the features of St. John Paul II's life is the extent of suffering he personally experienced. He lost his mum early, his brother early, and his dad when in his early 20s. His own country was taken over and ruled by others not once, but twice. Not just for a few years, but most of his life. There was not even freedom of worship, movement, association, and above all, speech. And of course, there were the ongoing crippling sicknesses toward the end of his life. It's a great consolation for all of us who suffer, which is all of us. And also a reminder to us that this suffering was immensely useful. It is through this that God was able to give us a saint and a literal breaker down of walls. But not just his suffering, it was his choice to love Jesus through this suffering that made him what he was. As he says, "It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else you find satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is he who provoked you with that thirst for fullness that will not let you settle for compromise. It is he who urges you to shed the masks of a false life. It is he who reads in your heart your most genuine choices, the choices that others try to stifle. What do you choose?" Let us pray. O God, who are rich in mercy and who willed that St. John Paul II should preside as Pope over your universal Church, grant, we pray, that instructed by his teaching we may open our hearts to the saving grace of Christ, the sole Redeemer of mankind. He lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.